Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Jerusalem, Israel. The former Prime Minister of Spain has quoted Russian President Vladimir Putin as saying Israel will take care of Iran. That's the headline. I'll have more details on this story in one moment.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest in our Middle East news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Speaking at a recent gathering of politicos at the Jerusalem Center for Public Affairs, the former Prime Minister of Spain, José Aznar, said that Russian President Vladimir Putin told him not to worry about Iran because, as Putin said, Israel will take care of Iran. Putin made these statements after Aznar entreated the Russian president not to sell the S-300 anti-aircraft missiles to Iran, which would allow Iran to set in place a defensive system that could deter an Israeli preemptive strike on Iran's nuclear weapons program. The former Spanish Prime Minister also held a meeting with the Iranian Supreme Leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, who told Aznar that Israel was a historic cancer condemned to disappear and that it was inevitable that there would be an open confrontation between the Jewish state and Iran. And that's the latest in our Middle East news update. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled.
For more on the latest news out of the Middle East, you can check out our website at prophecytoday.com. Right now, here's Jimmy DeYoung again with a prophetic perspective on today's news.
The statement by Iran's Supreme Leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, that it is inevitable there will be a confrontation between Iran and Israel is biblically correct. But the end game is different than the Iranian leader's claim of victory for his nation. That is according to Bible prophecy. If you have a moment, think about this with me. Two world leaders have voiced different opinions as how a confrontation between Israel and Iran militarily would come out. The Supreme Leader of Iran, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, believes in such a conflict, Iran would make Israel disappear, and he was working to that end. Russian President Vladimir Putin believes that Israel would take care of the Iranian nuclear problem, which Putin says justifies the sale of any nuclear technology or military hardware to Iran. The ancient Jewish prophet Ezekiel wrote of this Iranian-Israeli conflict 2,500 years ago in Ezekiel chapter 38, verse 5, when he mentioned Iran of today, referred to in that passage as Persia in biblical times. Iran will be a member of the coalition of nations who aligned themselves against Israel to destroy the Jewish state. That's Ezekiel 38, Daniel 11, and Psalm 83. However, the endgame will be different than expected by Israel's enemies. Ezekiel 38, verse 18, through chapter 39, verse 6, says that the Lord will intervene and wipe out not only Iran, but all of Israel's enemies. Bible prophecy will be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...